Hello, this is Peter Stewart welcoming you to today's episode of Get a Better Broadcast Podcast and Voice Over Voice. Short daily tips, everything to do with, well, the journey of your voice from your mouth to your mic and everything in between, which is about 6 inches, as you know, as we heard a couple of months back, that optimum kind of Goldilocks distance for how far you should be talking away from the microphone. So whether it's radio or whether it's podcasts or whether it's voiceover presentation, whether it's script reading, whether anything, if you are on mic as part of your living, then you need to be listening to this. And that is why at the moment we're talking just for a few days about video call voices. So things like Zoom and Skype, YouTube, webinars, online, whatever it happens to be. Yesterday gave you a few notes on that. Today, how you sit affects your video call voice. So let me go through a few of these bullet points. Bad posture. Remember we talked about bad posture all way back in about January, February 2021. You'll remember that original series there where we talked about breathing and sitting and posture and all the rest of it. Let's just quickly remind ourselves of a couple of those bullet points. Bad posture can affect how you sound because particularly on a video call, you're likely to be sitting down. Yeah, in a radio studio, you may be standing up. And as we said way back then, standing up gives you better posture. It allows you to relax a little bit more. It allows your lungs to be opening up. You don't have that kind of squashed belly where your diaphragm is and everything kind of battling against each other. You can open up your lungs. And that, of course, gives you a better voice, better resonance. Also calms you down as well. So we're likely to be sitting down, of course, when we're doing a video call, aren't we? And also, we then tend to look down at the laptop camera. And that affects the neck position and then the range of motion and flexibility that your larynx, your voice box has, as well as putting kind of a kink in the airflow to the larynx. I've likened it in the past to a kind of U-bend. Really, you want your head to be up, looking straight ahead, your eyes ahead, and so on. When you're talking to someone, that allows the sound, the resonance to be coming from your chest area and also to develop properly in your throat. Also allows the air to come up, to be riding over those vocal cords as well. If you're looking down, you're building in a kind of U-bend, certainly a kind of kink in that whole process. We talked about your voyage of the voice from your lungs to your lips right at the start of this podcast series. So, you know, we're causing problems for ourselves here. And all of this is putting a strain on your muscular skeletal system. Okay, some people say skeletal. Puts a strain on your muscular skeletal system. And as I say, on the vocal folds as the air passes over them, reducing the breath support for your voice, lowering your resonance as well. So, if you want to develop a technique to get away from that strain, you can upgrade your workstation to reduce these kinds of problems. So it may not come too much of a surprise for you to learn how you do that. I mean, even as simple as raising your laptop so the camera is in your eye line will help you keep your head up. Keep your head up. Who sang that song? Was it Argent? Argent. I reckon... Ooh, 1975? That was Hold Your Head Up, wasn't it? I'm going to look that up. I'll bring you that breaking news update tomorrow. Will help you keep your head up, your spine straight. And as I say, that has a knock-on effect. It reduces the tension. It increases breath support and so on. And also, having an ergonomic chair reduces the temptation to slouch and to slump. And so on. And as you're likely to be on a Zoom call while working from home and therefore likely not to have spoken as much before you start the conversation, perhaps not as much as if you've been in the office, don't forget some warm-up exercises such as those resonatory humming, the lip trills and so on, which we've spoken about before and we'll speak about again before this course finishes. So there you go. How you sit affects your video voice call. And also, how you hear affects your video call voice. How's that, Peter? I'll tell you tomorrow as Get a Better Broadcast Podcast and Voice Over Voice continues. From London, I'm Peter Stewart. And I'll come back tomorrow after checking on Wikipedia who sang that song.